Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 149. Watching sports on TV. This is English as a Second Language podcast episode 149. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. On this podcast, we're going to watch a little sports on TV. Let's go.
Oh, I didn't think I'd make it home in time for the game.
What game?
The playoffs. Turn on the TV. I hope it's still in the first quarter. It is. Who's winning? What's the score?
I don't know. You know I don't watch sports. Whoa, that was a great shot. Did you see that?
No, what happened? Maybe they'll show it again on instant replay. I wonder who the coach put in for the starting lineup.
Geez, I think there's a player down on the field.
It looks like he's walking off the field. He can't be hurt too badly.
Look, they're putting your favorite player in. Oh, what a play.
Wait a second. I thought you didn't watch sports.
I was never a sports fan before I met you. I think you're a bad influence on me.
Yes, very bad. Now, stop hogging the couch and pass the chips.
In this dialogue, we have Laura coming home, and she begins by saying, I didn't think I'd make it home in time for the game. To make it home means to arrive home. We sometimes use the expression make, M-A-K-E, it, make it, to mean arriving on time or arriving before the event begins or something begins that you have to attend. So she says, I didn't think I'd make it home in time for the game. June says, what game? And Laura says, the playoffs. Playoffs, P-L-A-Y-O-F-F-S. Playoffs, all one word, are when you have, especially in professional sports, but also in college sports and in high school sports, when there is a tournament or a competition between the teams, and they're trying to decide who is the best team, who is the champion. So they have a playoff system where teams play each other, and whoever wins goes on, we would say, goes on to the next round. A round is a different level in the playoffs. And depending on how many teams there are that participate in the playoffs, there could be several rounds of playoff. And most professional and amateur sports that are particularly those that have teams, there is a playoff system. Well, Laura wants to watch the playoffs. She says she hopes it's still in the first quarter. The first quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R, is the first part of a game. Now, we don't know in this dialogue what game they're watching, but in games such as football, American football, there are four parts to the game, four sections in the game, and the first part is called the first quarter. Quarter, of course, is 25% of something. Laura asks, who's winning? Who's winning? W-I-N-N-I-N-G means who has the highest score, who is doing the best. Then she says, what's the score? And the score, S-C-O-R-E, is the number of points that each team has. June says that he doesn't know, that he doesn't watch sports, meaning he doesn't watch sporting games or games for sports like American football or soccer and so forth. But then he says, whoa, that was a great shot. To say something is a great shot, S-H-O-T, is an expression we use for, could use it for basketball, could use it for hockey, could use it for soccer. A shot is when a ball is thrown or kicked or moved somehow in a certain direction. We don't use that word for American football. We don't say that was a great shot. It would have to be for hockey or basketball or soccer, something like that. June asked Laura if she saw what was just on in the game. She said, no, maybe they'll show it again on instant replay. Instant, I-N-S-T-A-N-T, means right away, immediately. Replay, R-E-P-L-A-Y, means to play again. If there is a soccer game and someone kicks the ball and scores a goal, we would instant replay would allow us to see that again right away on the television. Laura says, I wonder who the coach put in for the starting lineup. The coach, C-O-A-C-H, is the person who's head of the team. He's the most important person. He tells the players what to do. The starting lineup is the same as the first group of players that play on a team. Usually the starting lineup, and lineup is L-I-N-E-U-P, all one word. A lineup is the group of players that are playing on the field or in the game. The starting lineup is the best players, and we typically put in the best players first. When we talk about other players, we sometimes talk about the second string or the third string, S-T-R, I-N-G. These are the second best group of players and the third best group of players. Well, June says that he thinks there's a player down on the field. When you say somebody is down, D-O-W-N, in a sporting game, you mean that they are injured, that they are on the ground because they hurt themselves. Laura then says that he doesn't seem to be hurt too badly, meaning too much. And June says, look, they're putting your favorite player in. To put a player in means to put them in the game. The coach tells them that they should play. June says, what a play. Play, P-L-A-Y, as a noun, when we are talking about sports, means a particular event, a particular part of the game. To play, of course, is a verb, but as a noun here in sports, a play is when a player, someone in the game, does something, usually scores a point or does something very good. We say that was a great play. They did something very well. June says that he's never been a sports fan and that Laura was a bad influence on him. To say someone is a bad influence on you means that they have taught you things or made you do things that are not good. But here, and many times, we use that expression as a joke when we're talking about things that really aren't bad, like watching sports. Laura says, "Now stop hogging the couch and pass the chips." To hog something, H-O-G, as a verb means to use it and not let anyone else use it. So to hog the couch would be to lie on or sit on the couch and not let anyone else lie or sit on the couch. The expression pass the chips means give me the chips. Now, chips, C-H-I-P-S, in American English, means usually potato chips or something like a potato chip. In British English, chips are what we would call in the United States French fries, or a type of French fry. They're usually potatoes that are fried in oil. The British have a famous dish called fish and chips. And the chips there are not potato chips. They are, what, again, similar to what we have here called French fries. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech.
Oh, I didn't think I'd make it home in time for the game.
What game?
The playoffs. Turn on the TV. I hope it's still in the first quarter. Oh, it is. Who's winning? What's the score?
I don't know. You know I don't watch sports. Whoa, that was a great shot. Did you see that?
No, what happened? Maybe they'll show it again on instant replay. I wonder who the coach put in for the starting lineup.
Geez, I think there's a player down on the field.
It looks like he's walking off the field. He can't be hurt too badly.
Look, they're putting your favorite player in. Oh, what a play.
Wait a second. I thought you didn't watch sports.
I was never a sports fan before I met you. I think you're a bad influence on me.
Yes, very bad. Now stop hogging the couch and pass the chips.
Our wonderful script today was written by none other than Dr. Lucy Say. Thank you, Lucy. I want to thank you for listening today. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com for more information about this podcast and to read the script of the dialogue from today's podcast. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.